This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel pounded Gaza with airstrikes into the early hours of Sunday, a day after destroying a tower that housed news media organizations, while Palestinian militants fired rockets at Tel Aviv. This latest conflict shows no sign of letting up as it enters a seventh day, with Palestinians saying at least 145 people have been killed since Monday, including 41 children. Israel has reported 10 dead, including 2 children. The 12-story block in Gaza City, brought down by Israeli airstrikes Saturday, housed the U.S. Associated Press and Qatar-based Al Jazeera media operations. The Israeli military claims it was a legitimate target containing Hamas military offices and that it had given warnings to civilians to get out of the building before the attack. The media outlets are condemning the bombing and demand an explanation with evidence. The White House said U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Saturday. President Biden reaffirmed the United States' strong support for Israel's right to defend itself against rocket attacks from Hamas in his call with Netanyahu, according to the White House. Tens of thousands of protesters marched in support of Palestinians on Saturday in Europe, from London, Berlin, Madrid, and Paris to North America in Montreal, New York, Boston, and Washington. Organizers claim as many as 150,000 people gathered in the British capital, just one of several protests across Britain. The London demonstrators marched from Hyde Park, when packed crowds could be seen stretched all along the street where the embassy is located. This is